Next on today's Philharmonic Symphony program is Mr. Stravinsky's newest work, the Symphony in Three Movements, which he composed for and dedicated to the New York Philharmonic Symphony Society. Mr. Stravinsky calls it an homage to the society, quote, in appreciation of my association for the period of 25 years with that eminent musical institution. This symphony, says the composer, has no program, nor is it a specific expression of any given occasion. It would be futile to seek these in my work. But during the process of creation, in this our arduous time of sharp and shifting events, of despair and hope, of continual torments, of tension, and at last cessation and relief, it may be that all those repercussions have left traces in this symphony. The first of the symphony's three movements is an allegro along the lines of a toccata. The slow middle section is in the nature of a delicate intermezzo. Several elements are combined in the finale, which has a psalm-like introduction, then three divisions in the style of variations, and a final fugue. The Symphony in Three Movements turns its back on symphonic tradition. In an analysis authorized by the composer, Stravinsky is said to follow a style in this music comparable to the style of Picasso in painting. One day it will be universally recognized, says the writer Ingolf Dahl, that the White House in the Hollywood Hills in which this symphony was written, and which was regarded by some as an ivory tower, was just as close to the core of a world at war as the place where Picasso painted Guernica. He adds that in the new symphony, there is no place for irony, wit, or that kind of playfulness that brightens so serious a piece as the earlier Symphony in C. Igor Stravinsky has returned to the conductor's stand. The symphony in three movements, written for the Philharmonic Symphony, and played now for the first time on the air.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Symphony in Three Movements by Igor Stravinsky has been given its radio premiere performance by the Philharmonic Symphony with the composer conducting. This broadcast is sponsored by United States Rubber Company, maker of U.S. Royal Tires and 30,000 other rubber products, will be continued after a pause for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.